Well, you know, I think we had a phenomenal day as a team. Offense came out here. Defense came out here. We competed all practice long. You're right. You know, we were inside. It's a little bit cooler in here. I think guys felt fresh, and you could really see it on the field. Guys were working hard out there. They were competing. And I think there was a good energy about this team at practice today, which was a lot of fun. Absolutely. You know, the biggest thing that jumps out offensively is constant improvement. You know, within this system or any NFL offensive system for that matter, you know, you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have learning days. You're going to have mistakes that are made on the practice field. But what I see with this group and what really excites me about it is, you know, we make those mistakes on the field. We go into the meeting room that afternoon, we talk about them, we clean them up, and then you're not seeing those same mistakes repeat themselves. And as an offense, that's something really good. It's building. You know, it's building every single day. Timing is, you know, with those skill guys, is something that can't be accomplished overnight. You know, it's a constant process. It's something that will take, you know, it could take months with certain routes and certain receivers. But every single day we're getting a little bit better. You know, yesterday I missed an out pattern, a timing out pattern. Today I hit that timing out pattern. You know, threw a couple after practice yesterday and tried to really work on that timing with those skill guys. And then we saw the carryover today. So it's a constant process. You know, we have a long ways to go, but we're working. You know, I think it's huge. You know, as the quarterback in this offensive system, you know, there's a lot on our plate. There's a lot on everybody's plate. You know, offensive linemen, running backs, receivers, there's alerts. We're changing plays. We're audibling. We're flipping plays. There's a lot going on. And so I believe it's my job as the quarterback and as the leader of this offense to go out there and make sure everyone's on the same page, everyone understands their job so that they can play fast and you know, have success out there on the field. You know, I love Nick, and I love him for a couple reasons. You know, first of all, Nick's just a tremendous person. You know, he's a great friend. I've had a ton of fun with him on and off the football field. So he's a great guy, but more importantly, as a football player, he comes to work. He has an edge about him. He comes to work every single day. He wants to get better, and every single day he does get better. And as far as, like you said, a rookie center coming into this system and going out there and playing at the level that he is, it's truly impressive. It's building. You know, it's slowly but surely coming. You know, there's chemistry with a wide receiver is something that will constantly be going. I don't think you just hit a certain point and say, oh, we got it, you know. And so as you've seen, we've connected on a couple red zone touchdowns, but we've also missed on a couple red zone throws. And, you know, I'll always put that on myself. I can always find a better location for that football. But every time we miss on one of those red zone throws or a field throw, him and I, you guys probably see it. We get together right away, and I say, hey, Hop, where do you want that football? He goes, hey, I want it here in this situation. Check. Okay, got that one, and we move forward. So it's a process, but it's a long process.
With the pads being on now behind the offensive line, you know, that's the first kind of test for them and you behind them. How's your comfort level with full go rush in front of you if you have that line in front of you?
Oh, shoot, I have great comfort. I have this red jersey on for a reason. I know what you're saying, though. You know, those offensive linemen up front have been working extremely hard, going all the way back to OTAs, you know, even before the pads went on, with their communication, their calls, who they're working to, and you can definitely see it carry over. You know, that front five, you know, it's a great group of guys, and I love playing behind them. Yeah, you know, I think having a lot of talented running backs is a great problem to have. You know, a quarterback's best friend is a great running game and a good defense. So to have that competition in the backfield, I think it's going to make all those backs better. And in the end, shoot, you know, it's all about helping the team, and all those guys are doing that day in and day out, and they're all getting better with each and every practice. Yeah, you know, I think that's something that, you know, Rick Smith and coach definitely, you know, look for in this offense as far as running backs go. You know, as you see here at practice, we shift the running backs out into five wide sets a lot. We free release them from the backfield. We do a lot of things with those backs. So for them to have speed and great hands like they all do, you know, it's going to be a huge tool for us as the season goes along. Absolutely. You know, the more you can run the same play over and over again versus various coverages, you're going to become more comfortable with that play. You know, for example, maybe it's the first time we run a play, you drop back, you just kind of work through your progression, you find the completion. Well, okay, then you go in, you watch the tape, and you say, okay, well, next time I get Tampa 2 and I have this play, I know I'm going to go right here, right now. And you're slowly starting to see that happen with us, and our timing's growing, and our comfort within the system's growing.